Tefillin is not in this week's Parsha, but we did talk about Tefillin last year, and I want to finish that topic from last week, and I want to talk about double black-sided rutsuos. I don't know, does anybody here have them? I'm not sure. But if you walk into any sofer's store nowadays, they'll probably either let you know, or you'll see perhaps on the walls, they're selling rutsuos that are not just black on the front, the shiny parts, but even the matted, dull side in the back is black all the way through. What is the reason for this? Is this a hiddur? Where does this come from? Is this a new thing? Is this an old thing? And let's jump into the halacha. Based on what we said last week, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch again in Lamed Gimel Gimel. Halacha l'moshe misinai, this is the Gemara Menachos Saf Lamed Hei, shirutsuos shicharos mibachutz. It is a halacha l'moshe misinai that the rutsuos, the straps of the tefillin, should be black on the outer side. There is a major discussion here in the Mishnah Berurah about which side of the leather of the animal is considered bachutz. That's not interesting for us right now. Meaning, if I have leather that's taken from an animal, there's the side of the skin that touches where the fur of the animal is, and there's the side of the skin that touches the meat, and then there's also the side that can be cut in two as well. And that's all discussion about which side. That's not up for debate. Whatever leather quality or type of tefillin as it is, we want to talk about bachutz means the lacquered side. Avabitzad pinim, but on the inner side, yasim ezit sevishiritza, the inside can be whatever color you want, chutz miadam, not red, because it might lead to people making mistakes about you, some other discussion in our Gemara, but essentially, the inside, according to the Shulchan Aruch, could be any color. Ours is just white or the natural color of the leather, and the outside is supposed to be black, halacha moshe misidah. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin in Perigim Halacha Yedalad. Harutsuos shel tefillin, the rutsuos of the tefillin, bein shel rosh, bein shel yad, peneyam chitzonim shecharim, the outer side of the shel rosh and the shel yad rutsuos have to be black. V'zu halacha l'moshe misinai, that is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Aval acharei harutsuos, but the back side of the rutsuos, ho'el b'fnim, they're on the inside, hein, im ha yurakos levanos kasheros, if they're green or white, it's kosher, it's fine. Adumos lo yase, it shouldn't be red. Shema tahapecha rutsua v'gnai hulo. People will see that it's red, and maybe they'll think it's blood or something else. V'lo yachare rutsua la'olam ela ke'in ha'katsitsa, im yorok yoruka v'im levana levenim. Then the Rambam concludes. V'noihu letzvilin shukulan shechoros. It is beautiful. It is a nicer thing for the tefillin that the entire rutsua is black. Hakatzitza v'harotzuk, the whole thing. So the Rambam is saying that there's a hiddur in zeh keli v'anveyu to beautify the mitzvah that the whole ritzuah should be black. Now, I suggested last week that another way to read the Rambam, what he means is that not just the ikar shir, the least amount of ritzuah has to be black, which is the amount that it takes to wrap around your arm once and three times on your finger, but all the way to the end. That's one way to the Rambam, but nobody else reads it that way, so I'm going to assume that I'm wrong, and that's not how people understand it. The Beis Yosef assumes what the Ramba means is that the back side of the Rutsuah, the side that we call the white side, should be black as well. Perhaps, again, we said Rutsuah Kula can mean something else, but Rabbeinu Noach, the Beis Yosef, explained that the Ramba means that the back of the Rutsuah should also be black, and this is a view cited in the Darkei Moshe, who cites the Or Zaruah, who, in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, who says the inside, the pifnim, the inside of the ritzuah, should be the same color as the bottom. Yeah. We'll get to the edges in a second. Okay. The conclusion last week was, that's the sheet of the Kesas HaSofer. The Kesas HaSofer is the Kesas Shulchan Aruch, who says that the edges of the ritzuah should also be black. We don't paskin like that. Okay? The only way to fulfill that sheet nowadays is to buy all black ritzuahs. There's no, nobody makes ritzuahs that are just blackened on the sides. That doesn't exist.
What's the
noy about it? So it's not clear what the noy about it is. Maybe because it doesn't look too toned. It's black is the color of tefillin, the whole thing. The Rambam doesn't explain. He just says it's noy. Comes the Tshuvas Radvaz in Elef Tuf Chaf Vav 1426, and he cites that Rush and the Rashi. I didn't bring it inside. It's a long tshuva. The Rush and Rashi's Heath holds the Rush and Rashi also agree with the Rambam. The Rush says, Yesh osim batzim shal tefillin ma'or lavan v'lo nemar shacharos el b'rutzus mikol makom noi tefillin u'shiyah kol shachar. The Rush writes in echos tefillin, noi, it's beautiful, the whole thing should be black. And this implies even the back. Rashi Menachos says, noyin shel ritzuos shehen chalukos mitzadecha ritzuos shachar v'hanoyin. Rashi also seems to say it's more beautiful that the whole thing is black as well. It means the ritzuos are smooth on one side and the blackened on the other side as well. Now, obviously, the smooth side is going to be black. That's the lacquer that you put on top. And the addition, the other side, is also colored black. So the Radbaz quotes the Rashi and Rashi. And the Radbaz then says that he knows there are those who argue and say there's no need for this, but he counters there's nothing wrong with it. You don't lose anything by blackening the other side of the tefillin, and someone who wants to be careful can follow the Rambam. He doesn't say you have to, but he says, can't hurt to be machmer to have such a shita. Comes to Tshuvas Yochanan Boaz in Chelek Aleph. He says that when you blacken the tefillin on the inside of the ritzus, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah Zekil Van Veyu, just like binding the lulav together is also nai. It makes it more together as well. And he supports this based on a comment to the Balaturim. The Tshuva Zera Emes, Chelek Gimel, says that it's proper to blacken the tefillin on both sides of the ritzus, a form of nai, but not because of halacha Moshe Mesinai. Someone should not think that they are fulfilling the halacha in its essence better. It's just a beautification of the mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef says the minhag is not like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring this as an option. The Shulchan Aruch is silent. If you learn Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch, you would never even know of such a shita. And the Mishnah Berurah cites a view of the Rambam, and he says we don't find that people follow the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe say the same thing. Well, that's in Halacha. What about in Kabbalah? So I brought for you the Ben Ish Chai. The Arizal writes in the Shar Kavanos, the Gam Tzarech Shi Yashichirim Panim V'achar Shchiros Ka'orev, should be both inside and outside, like black, like a raven. So the Ben Ish Chai cites this in Parshas Chayisar. V'af Agav D'al Pi Hasod in Kabbalah Mashchirin Haritzos Panim V'achor Shchiros Ka'orev. That the Arizal says in Kabbalah the inside and the outside should be black. Nizkar B'Shar Kavanos the Rabbeinu Harizal Lo Nahaganu B'kach, says the Ben Ish Chai, who knew his Kabbalah. He said, it's not the minhag. V'sha'alti al minhag ha-chasidim be'ir ha-kodesh. I asked the people in Yerushalayim, what do they do? V'amru li, she'esh nizharan la-hashchir p'snim b'v'achor. Some people do. V'yeshem ad-daktakin, and some people don't. Rav Yaakov Sofer, the Kaf HaChaim, writes in the Sefer and Sam, they're called Yaakov. He says it was not the minhag in Yerushalayim at all. Okay, so we're coming into contemporary times. It still doesn't seem to have caught on. Rosh Sternbach has a tshuva in Tshuvas Hanagos and Chelek Beis, and also in the Sefer Stam Kilchas and Perach of Dalad. He says that I saw the Ritzuos of the Maharil Diskin. And let me tell you something. The Ritzuos of the Maharil Diskin were colored black on both sides. Okay? And it was because of Noit Filin and Zekeli Van Veil. But he says, I also knew the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav, who, if there was a Chumrah he thought made sense, would 100% keep that chumrah, did not have black-on-black tefillin. You would think if anyone was going to have a chumrah of the Rambam, it would be the Brisker Rav, no? And the Brisker Rav did not have black-on-black tefillin. So he suggests, Rav Shurmach suggests, why? He says maybe it's because it's a question of chatzitza. Why is it a question of chatzitza? He says even though the dye is totally absorbed into the leather, nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to tefillin, we say afilu nima echas chotzetzas, which means even a hair's breadth can be a chatzitza. Similar to the big day kahuna of the Kohanim, the clothing of the Kohanim has to touch their body. If there's a chatzitza between their body and the clothing, even a hair's breadth, so then the Gemara says that's a chatzitza as well. The Taz says only the ritzua that's necessarily for the kshir itself has the issue of chatzitza, and that's why for this reason a watch is never a chatzitza, because the watch, there's enough room of ritzua that's already wrapped around your arm, right? When you wrap your tefillin around your arm, you've wrapped it a lot of times. By the time it gets to your wrist, you've wrapped your arm with more than the required amount of tefillin. And therefore, it's pashut al pi halacha. There's no reason to remove your watch when you're putting tefillin on, because it's not a chatzitza, because you only cannot have a chatzitza on the ritzuos, on the shear, on the amount that you need, which is much less than by the time the wrapping gets to your arm. I guess maybe, I don't wear watches, so I can't tell you. Maybe it's uncomfortable, I don't know. But there's really no reason to move your watch technically. Okay, so maybe the Bris Kerov held that, you know, there was a chatzitza, even a small amount, and if I blacken it, there might be a piece of dye that, you know, doesn't get absorbed and it's sitting there, something like that. But Rosh Shirmach says he's not convinced. In Yoredei, it says that dried ink can be a chatzitza if there's mamashus. And maybe there'll be a small amount. But again, that's not clear why this reason makes sense, since the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch allow dyeing what? What does the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch allow? You can dye or cut tefillin on the back any color. So, says Rosh Shirmach, you don't tell me that it's a chatzitza, that maybe some of the black dye will not be absorbed. The Gemara is clear you can dye your back of your tefillin any color you want. So that can't be the issue. Fine. Let's look at the Tshuvas Maharam Brisk and Chelek Beis. He says, Rak HaBeis Yosef, Heyid Shalom Nagu, came to Beis Yosef, says the Minhag is not like this. V'lo Re'isi V'poskim Achorim B'tam Alzeh, Lama Ein Mashchir in Harutzus. I didn't see anybody say, why we don't do this. V'ulai, says the Maharam Brisk, Kevin De'Be'emes Ein Barur Shehashchoro Shorutzus, Heim Noi, De'Einenu. Haros Shemiyafim Oros, Gam B'Sham Maros Hatzus. This is Dr. Zinn's point. Why is that beautiful? I don't know. We dye and we color leathers, all types of gorgeous colors nowadays. But nobody says that the black dye leather is more beautiful than any other color. Who's to say that that is nay? Why does that make it beautiful? He says, the only reason it's black, not because it looks nice. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down and said, you should make it purple, so we make it purple. But not because black is necessarily inherently more beautiful. All he knows is the Rambam says it's noy tefillin. But he doesn't explain why. So it says the Maharam Brisk, the whole idea of saying it's beautification of the tefillin is hard to argue because why? Why is that more beautiful than anything else? The Minchas Elazar and the Os Chaim V'Shalom, Munkach Rav is bothered how the Sefer Kavanos of the Arizal says to color both sides black when it's against the Gemara. And he goes on to show that none of the posts can cite this, and nobody, we shouldn't introduce new ideas like this. Now let's come to contemporary times, the last 10, 15 years or so, where this has become on the mark, and let's see what the posts can say. This has been written about in many, many Sfarim Hilchos Tefillin, in many Torah journals. We're going to try to summarize the main ideas, Lamaisa. So the makers of Rutsuos have begun to introduce and push the idea of Rutsuos that are dyed black all the way through. Even inside the Rutsua, the whole thickness of the leather is completely black. They soak it and they absorb it in a dye that goes all the way through. So the blackness never comes off them. And as long as the Rutsua exists, the blackness will never go away. That Rutsua could be here for the next 1,000 years. It'll be black all the way through. So what's going on over here? Let's first argue the side that we should have all black Rutsuos. We'll put that hat on first, okay? Let's go to the camp of why we should have all black Rutsuos. So I brought for you, summarized all the reasons in front of you. One reason they bring is that even if, let's say it's not a hidur in halacha, it doesn't make it halachically more beautiful. And we don't understand why the Rambam says it's beautiful. It is a hidur in metzias. Why? Because no matter what happens, you'll never have peeling Rutsuos that you won't be able to, you'll be able to see white or be able to be faded or anything like that. And it'll still be black and the Ritzul will still be kosher and nothing will make it not kosher. Number two, it fulfills the sheet of the Kesis HaSofer that Dr. Hertzberg referred to before, that you want to have the sides already blackened as well. And the Kesis HaSofer is the Posek Acharon in Hilchos Stam. This is who all the Sofrim follow. And you can be Machmer for that sheet, and that's a good thing as well. Number three, it fulfills the sheet of the Rambam, that Noi, it's Noi of Tefillin to have painted all black, and the Kabel V'Arizal, you want to be Machmer for those important sheetas. Number four, if the Ritzua gets turned around during davening, let's say you pay your Tefillin on and it gets flipped in around by the head somewhere else, so we know, the Gemara says in Moikatan about Rav Huna, Do Yom Echad Esapchi Lelei Ritzua de Tefillin, V'Yasev Ela Arbin Tanisa, that one day his Tefillin turned around and he fasted for 40 days. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Chav Zayin, Tzarech Sheh HaShachor Sheh Brutzos L'Tzad Chutz, the black has to be outward, V'lo Yisabchu Bein Shalyad Bein Shalrosh, it shouldn't turn inside the Shalyad or the Shalrosh. Now, we generally hold the Mikra Adin, what we're talking about is the place that's Mehuduk, that is affixed to the body. We're most makbid that over here, where it's tied around, it shouldn't be flipped around. Or by the shel rosh, over here, it shouldn't be flipped around. That's a problem. The tefillin that come down the side, we try to have them facing both, but we're not super makbid as we would, but other places as well. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a midas chasidus to fast or give tzedakah if a person sees that their tzedakah are turned around. Ah, say the black-on-black people. What's the answer? And look, you never have a problem. It's always black facing outward. You solve the issue, and you can get out of that that Gemara. Number five, regarding the complaints that people will say, you're changing the minhag of our predecessors. This didn't have this in the past. What about the Zaydis and the Alter Zaydis? They didn't have this before. You're being motzi laz on them. So the response is, they didn't have this mitzias in the past. They didn't have this method of dyeing it all the way through. They didn't have the possibility to soak the leather in a way that colored it all the way through. What's being done nowadays is not what the earlier poskim are talking about. That was talking about painting one side, painting the other. We're doing something totally different. We're dyeing it all the way through. Making sure, like the sheet, we're promoting the sheet of the Rambam, that make sure your tzua always stays black. And number six, the issue of al titosh torasi macha. What about the Masorah of our parents? It's not as great as the issue of karkaft de lamanach tefillin. The Gemara Shoshana speaks about a person who doesn't wear tefillin properly, you know, his whole life, it doesn't wear properly, they're going to be judged in Gehenna. So what's more important? Keeping, you know, the bubbies and the zaydis minhag, or wearing tefillin properly. So what do I mean? You're going to have a way, you wear tefillin properly your whole life, and it's better than that. So who cares what the altar zaydi did? But this is a better way, this is a more mahudra way to wear tefillin. And finally, they want to argue, as we argued before, there's no issue of chatzitza, because there's no concept over here, that we don't find such a thing, it's all absorbed in, and chatzitza is not an issue over here. Okay, that was school of thought number one. Let's go to the other side of the room. What's with the people who argue and say, no, my father's tefillin were black and white, his father's tefillin were black and white, his father's tefillin, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is that? Why are they correct? Now, they say, number one, he says, nowadays, we have very, very good tefillin. They almost never peel off. You don't ever have chunks or scratches of tefillin coming off the ritzua. They can be painted again, just with a nice little paintbrush, l'shem kedushas tefillin. And that's what we did for generations. Why do I have to have all new ritzuos? You can easily fix them. We have very good quality ritzuos. No reason to have such a chumrah. Number two, we don't follow the kesas ha-sofer. It's very nice that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has this psak about the ritzuos on the side being black, but we don't pass it like him. And like we saw last week, the Chazaner said, the kesas sofer doesn't make any sense. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, how do you make ritzuos? You have a giant piece of leather that's lacquered black, and you put it on a spinner to cut it into strips. If you're putting it on a spinner to cut it into strips, what does that mean? By definition, the sides are going to be white. That there's no other way to do it. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. And we don't follow that shita. In addition, even the Ben Ish Chai says, al pi kabbal, we don't follow the Arizal. Number three, we don't follow the Rambam in Gedolei HaPoskim. And the Shulchan Aruch said, lo nahagu kein. The Beis Yosef didn't say, maybe Afshar, if you have extra money, you should follow the Rambam. That's not what he said. The Beis Yosef said, lo nahagu kein. We don't do it. He didn't even open the Rambam up as a possibility, which is a pretty clear statement. Number four, let's say the Ritzua gets turned around. Having black on both sides is not going to help. The Kaf HaChaim, the Zera Emes, the Radbaz all say that even if both sides are colored black, there's still an outside and an inside. Right? Just because I put wallpaper on the outside of my house doesn't make it the inside of the house. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Right? And just because I put stucco on the inside of the house doesn't make it the outside of the house. It's still the inside of the house. You can color it all at once. You're still going to have the same issue, and it doesn't solve anything. Number five, Chadash Asur Min HaTorah, we shouldn't make new innovations. Kol Mishana Yada Al Tachtonu, whoever makes changes has to be on the defensive. And this is simply not the minhag. And then number six, we're not smarter than Gedolei HaDor about this. You're going to tell me what nobody figured out before like, you know, the year 2000, how to dunk something in black dye and make it black all the way through. They couldn't figure out this chachma, just some guy in B'nai Brak, and you saw him figure it out 20 years ago. It doesn't make any sense. And finally, maybe there is an issue of chatzitza. Maybe there's going to be some dye there, but we should be concerned about chatzitza with the dye on the ritzuos itself. So those are the two sides. I think we set them up pretty clearly. one side looking at each other. So what do Gedolei HaPoskim say? Rabban Zion Cook says he heard from Rav Yashiv that if a person has black on black ritsuos, in order to be choshish for the Rambam, then you're wrong. Because you don't pass like the Rambam. That's not a reason to do it. The minag is not to be concerned from the Rambam. But if the person wants to have black on black ritsuos, so that he doesn't have to fix his tefillin so much, in case they peel or something like that, says Rav Yashiv, I hear that argument. But not because you think that you're being choshish for the Rambam. The Sefer Lishkas HaKodesh in Chelek Beis, he says Rav Yashiv never switched his ritsuos, even when they were in need of repair, to black on black ritsuos. He was never open to such an idea. The Sefer Asher Yish also quotes Rav Yashiv. He didn't want people to think that's something I have to do, because he felt that if I do it, then people are going to think they should do it, and it's, people are going to go change their tefillin. He didn't want to do such a thing. In the Sefer Das notes, they quote Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who said that the pashtus of Chazal and the Rishonim is that the ritsuos were only black on one side. And if we start using all black ritsuos, people will come and think, this is the halacha, and people think it's Mikra Adin, and the Rambam is not wrong. And this is also what the Baba Rebbe said in the name of his father. If you start changing things, they're going to look back 50 years and then say, ah, you know, Nebuch, we can't use Zaidi's tefillin anymore because, you know, he came from a time they didn't know about the Rambam. You know, only we learned about this Rambam all of a sudden. Let's look at Tshuva from Rav Azar Shevet Halevi in Chelek Tes in Siman Tes Zayin. Aval. Kevin Shabbat and Shulchan Aruch Beis Yosef V'Ramah V'Darka Moshe Lavush V'Kol Abay Macharim and everyone who came afterwards. Lo Kasav Kein, they never mentioned such an idea. Afilu Lehidr Ba'alma, even as a Chumrah. V'Kashir Heid HaRadbaz V'Atzmo, and the Radbaz even says to Lo Tzovin Acharit Su Shachar, they never did such a thing. U'B'Knesses HaGadol Acharei Shehavi Divri HaRadbaz Sayim, and the Knesset HaGadol quotes the Radbaz and he finishes, V'Inanu Noagin Kein, we don't do such a thing. The Radbaz was only entertaining the idea regarding the possibility of a mitzvah. But no Gedolim ever thought it was a beautification of the tefillin. This is clear from the Balatanya. Such an easy thing to do. There must be a reason why they didn't do such a thing. Such an easy... We spend a lot of money on a lot of chumers that are much more difficult. This is such an easy chumer to keep. And nobody ever did it.
They already have the black paint out.
It's already there. It's not like they have to do anything. It's right there. Just flip it around to the other side. Right? Why are we changing the halacha? It's clear from the post, we don't have such a minog. Maybe people will say, Yechide school, don't want to do such a thing. You know, Tavo Leim Bracha, they'll be blessed. Avalahag, Derech Hora, to pass in such a way? No, Ra'isi Tzorech, says Rav Vazner, why would I ever tell anybody they should do this? Hanach Lam Yisrael, Kimnei Nevi'im Him, this is not the Minim Klai Yisrael. His son, Rav Ben Zion Vazner, in the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Yud Aleph, the one that was published after he passed away, so he writes, another reason not to color both sides of the Ritzuos black, and he says, at least when one side is black, so you pay attention if your Ritzuos flip around, right? You're aware, right? I tuck my Ritzuos into my belt, so I don't have to worry about it during davening. They always face the right way. If you just tuck them into your belt, so then they're never going to flip around during davening, right? So I don't think about it. But if they are, and you think, oh, they're black, you're black, you don't pay attention, you're never going to be mekayim the gemar moed katzan to make sure the ritzuos face outward the right way. The people with black on black ritzuos don't pay attention to turn them around when they're supposed to. And the Kovetz Rosh Yisrael, there's somebody as a Talmid Chacham as a response to that point, they have a back and forth with him. The Sefer Yadodi, in Or HaChaim Amites, he says, the name of David Feinstein, there's no inyan to use black on black ritzuos. And the Sefer Medushnei Oneg in Siman Tes Vav says that when Rav Steinman needed new ritsuos, he did get black on black ritsuos. Rav Steinman is the only, major posek I know who openly made such a thing that it was a good thing to do, but not because of the Rambam. It's because he just didn't want to have to color his ritsuos when they faded, but not because of the Rambam. I would add, and I think this is a crucial point as well, and I think we're pretty clear how we come out lemaisa here. There's no reason to have, and perhaps not no reason, but one should not go in pursuit to have black-on-black tefillin. If you do have black-on-black tefillin, I'm not saying you should switch them. But the next time, maybe you need to go to Tsuos then. If there is a next time, you get the old ones. But this is important as well. We showed last time in our discussion that there really is no halacha that you cannot have a crack in the ritzua or a little bit of fading, a spot here and there. It's 100% mutter mikra din. L'chadchil, it's fine. It's a nice thing to color it in if there happens to be any fading or cracks or spots like that. But really, it's fine. So then what are you gaining by black on black tefillin? The tefillin are still kosher if they begin to scratch or fade or something like that. So what are you gaining by having black on black tefillin? And therefore, this is everyone should keep the tefillin the way they are, not to pursue black on black tefillin, and to keep the generally used black and white tefillin that we've been using for generations.